How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Get high with a little help from my friends.
Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show. I am Bruce Salen, and my show is called A Dad's Point of View. We just finished a segment with Pastor Drew Sams, the teen rap segment, in which we talked about both God and abstinence, which is the dad chat topic this evening, Thursday, March 22nd. And we talked about Friends, which is the radio show topic. And I think, as is so often the case with Pastor Drew, the conversation, which is never rehearsed and never planned, went in very interesting and different directions. To me, the issue of abstinence as a child of the 60s is something I couldn't even imagine. But now, being older and wiser, I think it's a much more complex issue. We will be talking about it in Dad Chat tonight, and I don't want to go on in any great detail about it. For what it's worth, a transcript of Dad Chat is available all the time. So if you're following me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, you can always get a transcript and read the 1 to 2,000 tweets that take place during this 6 to 7 o'clock hour every Thursday evening on Pacific Coast time. But let's talk about Friends. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word Friends? For my younger son, of course, it's the NBC series, because he was just enraptured by that show. And for that matter, so was much of America. A lot of other people think of certain songs. We've been playing some of them on this show. Friends, with a little help from my friends, the Beatles song is certainly a classic. The Bette Midler song is another one, and any number of other songs. Some people think of TV shows like Sesame Street. Friends enrich our lives. And there's a famous saying, I wonder who said it. I really have no idea who said it, but it goes something like, we don't choose our family, but we do choose our friends. And that's so true. You can be estranged from a member of your family, but they're always going to be your family. They're always going to potentially show up at some occasion or another. But a friend is really a choice. And the column I wrote was inspired by the fact that two of the three friends, guy friends I've had the longest in my life, two of the three of them and I are not in touch anymore. There's been no big fight or argument that caused the estrangement. It was just, I don't know, life events, change of attitude, in one case, a location move. And I had always had best guy friends when I was in a young boy and in high school and in college and in the beginning part of my career. And one of the two friends, in fact, that I'm no longer speak or talk to much, was the guy I would speak to almost every evening when we were both in showbiz. He still is. I no longer am. And we were building our careers. We worked at the same company, which is how we met. And I would speak to this friend every single night. Both of us were single. Obviously, or at least I think it would be obvious. We didn't have kids at the time, being never having been married. And we would speak every night. It was just, I mean, not literally every night, but it felt like every night. Life changed. And I got married first. I had kids first. I left showbiz. He stayed in it. We lived in different parts of town. I moved to the suburbs. He stayed in the heart of L.A. And our friendship drifted. With this other friend of mine who was my best friend in high school, and that's really what the column is mostly about, he got married much younger than I did. He got married in his middle 20s. And I believe his wife was, to some degree, this is too strong a word, threatened by me, or more to the fact, she just was a very powerful force in their relationship. And there was little room for him to have a lot of time with his outside friends. So even though he and I had bought a house together and lived together and would talk all the time, once he got married, the relationship very gradually started just to drift further apart. And their relationship, he and his wife, was oddly enough very similar to that of my mom's and my dad's, both of whom are passed. In my parents' life, my mom was the boss completely. And my dad was perfectly happy. Well, when I first encountered my friend's wife, she was the boss. And I found that really a little bit off-putting. But as time passed and I finally grew up, I realized my friend was as happy as my dad. They had a wonderful marriage. He was totally content being in that position of basically his wife running the house. He ran his own business. He was his own man and is his own man, I'm sure. But she was the boss. And there was no room for the wild and crazy Bruce in his life. And our friendship just drifted apart. And there was a moment that I will never forget that really kind of was the moment I should have taken to heart, but I held on for a long time afterwards. My friend and his wife were expecting their third child. And my friend and I used to go skiing a lot. We loved to ski, and if you know anything about me, it's one of my passions. And when his wife was pregnant with their third child, she said to my friend, "Okay, go ski with Bruce one more time because it's the last time you're going skiing." And we went on that one last trip, and I never skied with him again. Three kids, she felt too much responsibility. He's not going to go skiing and take a chance on getting hurt or anything else. And slowly but surely, the friendship just drifted apart. I held on for a long time. I was always the one that had to reach out. I mean, we all have those kind of friends. Until I hit a crisis in my life where one of my children was hospitalized and I reached out to him and he was just not available. And I finally woke up to the fact, our lives are just in a different place. He's not wrong. He's not a villain. I'm not a victim. It's just the way it is. So one of the people that made a comment on my website said something to the effect that friends are for the season for a reason or something to that effect. And they will come and go, just like the seasons come and go. So rather than lament, I'm talking to myself right now, the loss of these two friends. They're not necessarily gone. Maybe we'll come back in each other's lives. But they are gone as they were in our so-called glory days. And in many ways, the high school best friend and I, all we would talk about were our glory days of certain travel and things in high school and things that are very familiar with the lyrics of that Bruce Springsteen song called Glory Days. So I wonder how you feel about your friends. Are you making new friends? Is it harder? Which is the other question I have. And when you get divorced, what happens to your friends? These are all very important questions. We will be back after this break with some closing remarks, a tease for next week, and probably some self-promotional hype on my part.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.